But they did this side-by-side study, and the ones who ate that the true ice cream three times a week had lower cholesterol and lower blood pressure.
Well, guys, that is a prescription from the doctors at Harvard, and I feel like we need to take that seriously.
It is summer, and we should. Yes,
are y'all getting your three times a week of your whole milk, whole fat milk ice cream?
I'll
put that on the list.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
I was hoping that was the case. Good. I'm a little jealous. I'm a little upset that I don't have a... Why don't I have a pool to get in? I'm a little bitter. I'm not going to lie. Welcome, everybody. Episode 192 of Designer Cornbread. I believe that's correct. I think so. She's not correcting me, so I think we're good.
Like I'm the corrector on that.
I don't know. I don't know why I was even thinking that. Why would I even?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was just lamenting, you guys, that I'm not at the place that has the pool anymore, so I'm sad. But what am I going to do?
No, so yeah, I've gotten a lot done. I've washed all the towels. I've started on the sheets. Mm. And anyway, so.
Man, she got invaded. We invaded Savannah, Tennessee. The Broyles and the Woodwards invaded for the weekend, and we had us a time, you guys.
JB and Caleb were home, and my mother came over. And so
we had us a good, low-key, stay-at-home 4th of July. It was amazing.
Three dogs and
oh, my gosh, the dog situation. I forgot. I even blocked that out of my mind.
So the dog situation would not have been bad. But we have a neighbor who has this teeny tiny dog. I don't even know what it is, but it's a teeny tiny,
tiny
dog.
Like weighs probably 3 pounds. I mean
yeah, it, like fits in the palm of your hand.
Like, you know, you can scoop her up. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if the grass is too high, you can't see her. You only see him bouncing across. And normally he's okay. I mean, he jumps up on your lap.
He's super friendly and cute. And
Yeah. But with the other dogs here, he was a crackhead.
My gosh, the kids started calling him crackhead. I don't know who started it. It might have been Joey. He was like, oh, look, it's crackhead. And I'm like, what? And then sure enough, she would get this. I'm sorry, guys. I keep calling this dog a she because it should be a she. The fact that it's a male dog.
Yeah.
And its name is Mochi, I think. Moki or Mochi.
Mochi.
Mochi. So it's this little tiny, cute, fluffy little thing named Mochi. So I cannot remember that it's a boy dog because it feels like it should be a girl dog. And as Avery pointed out, she's like, actually, he's an intact male. So he's the most boy dog of all the boy dogs here. And I was like, oh,
yes.
I was like, oh,
yes.
Well,
yes. But he was a little spaz.
Oh.
And then Caleb got a puppy who's a big puppy and she's a girl. And so Layla and Mochi were just like spazzing. I mean, they were running.
Playing. Yeah.
Playing, pouncing and rolling. And it was a whole situation. And then Holly's little wiener dog decided that he might like Mochi now.
The 13-year-old dachshund. Yes. He met Mochi. Here's the thing. We're learning dog psychology. So Sherlock is not the most, he's a little bit dog aggressive. He doesn't love, he's great with people. No problem. In fact, he's the friendliest of the dachshunds that we've had with people. He's pretty cool about it. But with other dogs, he just isn't, that's not his favorite. So he had met Mochi the last time I was in town, but as I've come to find out, which again, this is a whole, and Avery looked it up and it is actually a thing. And I keep trying to tell my husband this and he keeps insisting on just taking the dog and holding him like in other dogs' faces, like up on his, and I'm like, he doesn't like that. Stop doing that. So Sherlock met Mochi the first time and Sherlock was on my lap, or I picked him up or something and he was on my lap and Mochi was like jumping and he does not like that. So he snarled and growled and had a hissy fit. Well, it turns out which I've come to sort of understand better. I'm like, he does better if you just put him on the ground. Like just put Sherlock on the ground. You know, if they yip and snip a little bit, that dog's going to be dogging. And they did great. And he went out in the wet grass and the rain to play with that dog. And he won't go out in the rain to poop at our house.
Yeah. Well, they were playing and running around the yard. Well, Layla was fine playing with Mochi, but Layla did not like it when Sherlock got involved.
No, he didn't like Mochi and Sherlock
together, like playing. Yeah, it was.
Right. And then trying to play with her too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That scared her. So I don't know why. I don't know, because she was fine. She was fine around Sherlock.
Well, the two boys were fighting over her. The two boys were fighting her, and she was like,
yeah, she's like, I'm out.
I'm out.
But here's the thing. So I have Shadow. Shadow is 12. Shadow did not want any part of it. He would go and like lay behind the chair on the porch.
In a corner, like away from all these crazies.
Yes. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with this. Well, then when Layla would get scared, Layla would go behind the chairs to Shadow. And Shadow would be like, no,
I'm sitting there in this chair on the porch. Shadow is behind me. Layla scooches in to get with him behind me. These are not little dogs. I mean, Layla is little-ish. And then the crackhead and Sherlock go running back in there to get Layla. They're all under my chair. There's chaos ensuing. I'm putting my legs up because I'm like, I don't know if some get bit. Crackhead comes bouncing out, jumps on my lap. I just
muddy because it was raining. Muddy, wet.
Felt like a wet sponge. Felt like one of those big sponges from the custodian closet at your school. You know, those big, wet, and it just landed kersplat right on my caftan.
Yeah.
That was our relaxing porch time.
Well, Mochi came over last night. We were sitting out under the gazebo and it was raining. It had been rain, big rainstorm, and we were fine under the gazebo. But all of a sudden, here comes Mochi flying up under the curtain and bouncing and pouncing and just jumping. And I mean, and I'm sitting there just, So I had a towel out there. I got that towel and I wrapped her up in it like a tight baby.
Swaddled
and held her. And she just sat there and she started yawning. And I was like, okay, this is good. She was fine. She was perfectly. She needed to be swaddled. And
Joni was trying to get him in a recovery program of get him off the crack and like calm down and like be okay. Yes. And he really is cute and friendly as can be, but he was wired up and he stayed for hours and hours, two different days, came running in the storm that first day and didn't leave till I think Ron had to take him home. I don't know what time that was.
Mochi has this collar and they'll let Mochi out, you know, in the backyard. Mochi has two little boys. I mean, they are like 2 and 4 maybe. So a lot of times Mochi comes over to my porch and just will lay down.
It's just to have a break. Right.
Okay.
Not this weekend.
So Mochi has this collar on and they can press a button and it starts beeping. And as soon as Mochi hears the beeping, he runs home. So normally it's not, they'll start missing Mochi and
they'll realize he's gone. And it's really a cool concept. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah. But this day, the little boys had let Mochi out the door and the mom didn't know.
That dog was there for hours and hours. Mm-hmm. And it was storming when he first came over. And we were like, do they not miss their dog? Are they not concerned that their dog? And then later we saw her rolling into the driveway. We're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that may have been what happened is that when they left, the dog jumped out the door, shot out the door. And so they, anyway.
Something. We had Mochi sit for for a good while. And then the next day just comes and visited, but the dogs all did really well. And little Layla, Caleb's little Layla puppy, you guys, is such a sweet pea.
Yes, she is.
She is soft and so cute with cute little precious eyes. And she was a real sweetie, real friendly with everybody. And thank goodness all our dogs, you know, they had a few little, got their little yip yip moments out, but they got along really well. So we just, you know, we just dodged dogs all weekend long and got in the pool and ate so much meat. Joni, tell about the meat, all the meat we had.
Well, y'all, I'm going to tell you, I didn't do that much. So I
you did a lot of prep. You did a lot of prep
on your own. Mm-hmm. And so that meant that the men took over with the smoking. And so we had, first, Joey made pork belly, burnt ends, pork belly burnt ends, which were delicious.
They started calling it candy pork candy, yeah, is what they called it, because he did like a sweet
He did
sauce,
a glaze over glaze. It.
They were very good. I had never had those before.
Yeah. And then, so the smoker's just like continually going because
like a day
he
and
did
a half.
That. And at the same time, we put two briskets on, and those took a lot longer than Ron anticipated, but we also had a beef tenderloin that I marinated overnight, and then Ron put that on. I don't know. I guess sometime, I don't know. It was all going.
They just Everything came off gone. Like whenever the meats were done, they would just take them off and say, "This is done." You know, okay, come get it.
There, we were just eating whatever time. It didn't matter. No time. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Round one, so, round two,
yeah,
round five.
Yeah. So I think the burnt ends were done somewhere around lunch.
And yeah, they were done first. Yeah.
The tenderloin was done around dinner time.
Yep.
I guess maybe a little earlier. And then the brisket we had for lunch the next day. I think Ron got in bed at like 2:30.
Yeah, he
Sunday
said he went
morning.
To bed at 2. I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. And,
but they were good, y'all. They were good.
They were good.
They were.
And then, and the night before, we've got a little barbecue place here called Fat Man's. And so we had just ordered like 3 pounds of barbecue or something from Fat Man's.
We sure did.
And did that for Friday night. So yeah, there was a lot of meat. And you may be sitting there going, wow, pork belly, two briskets, beef tenderloin. How full is your refrigerator right now? It is not.
It is not.
It is not.
It has cheese that we didn't get to. And it has. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My mother is, everybody started leaving they were taking bags of meat home with them. And my mother came over for after lunch. Y'all were still, you were still here. I think, were all the kids gone or most of the kids
JB
were gone?
The kids were literally leaving when she pulled in. So they waved at her but JB was packing up.
Yeah. So, anyway, she came in. I said, Mom, I have some chicken salad left. She came in to, you know, eat leftovers. And I said,
Was there no brisket? Oh, because you had sent it all home. Oh,
sent it all home with
that's
them.
Right.
Yeah, they all bagged it up. Ron did. I did find that Ron did put a bag of brisket back in the back of the refrigerator.
He should have. He earned another portion of that for certain. But I just know she would say to anyone that, as they were walking through and packing up, she's like, y'all get some meat to take with you. And their little faces, they'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They got
yeah.
very excited.
Hudson took the, we did normally, and y'all probably have done sausage pinwheels on here for our recipe, but again, my knee is not good, and I thought I am not standing here and rolling up all these spool things and cutting, slicing them and all that. Mm-mm. So I did it in a casserole kind of thing. I just got the crescent roll sheet and laid a bottom layer and then put the cream cheese sausage mixture over that and then did another sheet of the crescent.
And it worked. Guys, it worked great. If you don't want to do the pinwheel, you can get the recipe on our website, designercornbreadpodcast.com. You can look up the sausage pinwheels.
Sausage pinwheels.
And it'll have the filling. And they're cute as they're little pinwheels because they're real easy to munch and stuff. But they're a little trouble to make. But this casserole version worked great. And you could just cut it into squares and scoop it. Yeah.
I think I'll start doing that for breakfast. Now, the pinwheels are good for appetizers and stuff like that.
Yeah. But when you've got a group, and you're having to do all those, it's trouble. Cause at the last minute you're trying to do all that and everyone clearly enjoyed it. So yeah, Hudson took home a few more extra squares of that. And I don't know what all. So we had us a time. We were in the pool and we had good weather, thankfully. I think we had a big storm the day we got there. Thursday, we had a big old gully washer, big old storm. And that's okay. We sat on the porch and watched that.
I did make banana pudding for Holly.
You guys.
I did make it.
She did. So, and let me be the one to say, right here, right now, that banana pudding is better than any of the banana puddings I've had.
Aw.
Like, any of the, like, you know, and we went to the national, we went to the National Banana Pudding Festival last October. And so we got to try a bunch of different ones, and that was super fun. But still, like, I think you make a classic. It's just the classic banana pudding. And the things are chunky, like the bananas, and then the Nilla wafers are like whole. You probably just do them whole.
Oh, yeah. I just did whole. I don't ever crush them.
Because it soaks and it just all, you know, which is the thing which you're supposed to do. But, and the whipped cream instead of the meringue, which we've discussed, you know, anyway, it was a delight. So she had a whole pan of that and got that out on Friday. I think you said, look, people, you got to start eating this banana pudding because we had to make room for the cherry berries on a cloud that her mama was making the next day.
My refrigerator was so packed. And it just seemed like it never got unpacked until that
eating.
Last day.
Yes. And we kept eating and it kept not getting, and you're having to put big, you know, 9x13 of the banana pudding pan in, you know, all these things. So as you can all see, we really suffered.
I think the thing I do different with banana pudding is, to me, I'm not a big banana pudding fan because it's so sweet. Mm-hmm. And most of the time when people are making their banana pudding, they make, you know, they make the pudding, the custard. And then they will also add like sweetened condensed milk to it. Mm. And I leave that out.
Yeah.
I don't do the sweetened condensed milk. Yeah. And I don't, when I make the whipping cream, I don't put sugar in it. Mm-hmm. I think that's why,
because remember when I had it at last time, if you all will recall, I finally got, when I was in Savannah, we went to the Outpost, and then I finally got the banana pudding there, which they're always out of every time I go. And it was delicious. I mean, I ate it, but that's the first thing I was like, man, this is very sweet. Like, it was very, very sweet. And I'm sure that's probably the norm, but I like a little bit less sweet. Yeah. I can see where they're putting the sweetened condensed milk would have just like taken it over the, cause I can eat more of it if it's not as sweet.
Yeah. That's so right.
I had two helpings. So. I did. And you know what I did, you guys? Here's what I did, but I decided I don't care about all these other people that are here. I went and got my helping after this was all on Friday. So, right, this is on the 3rd. I guess we had gone out to eat. Had we gone out to eat? No, that was Thursday we went out to eat.
Thursday we went to the Outpost.
The Thursday we did. Yeah. So what did we do Friday?
Friday was the Fat Man's Barbecue.
Oh, that's right. My brain, barbecue. You guys. She literally just said it. So then we had the banana pudding, and I went and I got me a nice helping of it, you know, and then ate that, and then waited a little bit, and everyone had gotten, you know, I think, I don't really know, but I went back in and everyone had been through it. I mean, I'd been out for a little while. So when like I was, you know, running back in there and I was like, oh, I said, I think I might want a little bit more. And I went and looked and there was kind of one big helping left, you know, like one and a half, like a really good size, you know, enough. And I thought, and I was like, oh, well, I wonder.
She looked at me and she said, oh, I hate to take it all.
I was going to take half of it. I thought, let me just take half. And then I was like, I don't think that's really enough to leave.
She said, you know what? No, it's my favorite and I'm going to eat it.
I did. That's what I said. That's what I did. I said, no, I don't care. This is my thing I requested. This is my favorite that I want. And I'm going to have this big old helping all on my own. And I did, you guys. It was really good. So, yep, got my banana pudding fix. I know this is riveting content, you guys, but you know how we feel about banana. You know how I feel about banana pudding. And then the next day, when we had to eat it, because then the next day, Miss Dottie, Joni's mama, made the famous cherry berries. It's cherry berries on a cloud, but I've actually never had it with cherries, and I don't think she even makes it again. She makes it for us at 4th of July with strawberries and blueberries because it's 4th of July. So you want to have...
She did cherries there for a while.
Did she?
In
the last few years, she's done
strawberries and blueberries.
Yeah. And it's really good. And is that recipe on our...
I believe it is.
I believe it is too. It is trouble to make. It's time. It's not hard. It's not hard to make,
but it takes like 3 days to make it has to sit. Like you make your meringue and it has to sit in the oven for like 12 hours.
Right. I mean, really not slow.
But you cook it and then you turn your oven off and it sits there.
Yep.
For 12 hours. So I'll be real honest with you. I let my mother make this.
She does. It's her thing.
I don't do it. It's mom's thing.
It's her thing. And she does it. Because you make that, you do the meringue, and then you've got to make the cream cheesy fill whatever and put that on there and then let that chill. And then you make your berry mixture separate and then you just can put it on there. Like she keeps it separate. So you cut your piece of cloud, as we call JB only got the cloud. He doesn't want berries. Yes, he just had a cloud. He said, I just got some cloud. And you cut your little piece of cloud and then you put whatever amount of berries on there. So it doesn't, everyone can do their own, which is nice. If you were serving it, like you really wanted to serve it, you could just, I guess, spread it all on there, but it's nice to do it individual.
I told her cause she makes it's almost like a pie filling.
Yeah.
Except she's got the chunky fruit in there.
Mm-hmm.
She could really skip that. If she just did fresh fruit, I would be just as happy.
I don't put a ton of fruit on there. I don't like cover it. So I put just kind of a good amount, but I think I like a little bit. Maybe you just mean like sugared fruit. Maybe you mean without the thickness?
No, without that. No, I would just want,
it would be good with fresh.
I like my fruit just fresh. I don't like I'm not a big fruit pie eater.
I'm not either.
I just like not. About the only like true fruit pie that I like is apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it in a cream based instead of the jellied kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not a big fruit pie that either. And in fact, even like whenever they'd offer like, you can get cherry on top of a cheesecake and Tim loves that, but I don't want that. Yeah, I don't want that either. But somehow with this cherry berry, I do like, it would be very good with fresh too. Don't get me wrong. It would be because the base is sweet enough. The cloud is sweet enough.
And it's very light. The whole thing is very light.
It's just a cloud, y'all. It's just a cloud. There's no calories in clouds.
Wow.
There's no calories in a cloud.
Calories, nothing, no fat.
No, but it was delicious. And she makes it so perfect. Like the meringue is that nice, chewy, good. It's just good. Anyway, so y'all,
it's really good.
We did have a veggie tray at some point. I did eat some veggies off of Joni, a beautiful veggie tray. So I just want that put on my permanent record.
I will tell you all that I did read a piece of good news that I will share with you. And I did share it with Holly. And I said, Ron Schenk can never find out this piece of information.
Mm-hmm.
Harvard did a study that said ice cream is actually a superfood.
It must be true if Harvard did the study.
Harvard, yeah, I know, right? They're so on point.
It must be true.
But what they're talking about is they said that, your grocery store ice creams have their chemicals.
A lot of them are, Or not even the whole milk fat.
Right. Yeah. And so it's talking about something about the fat globules.
Oh, yes.
The dairy milk, milk
fat,
something I can't remember, but that it actually can even help lower blood pressure, lower. Now, it's not talking about sitting down eating a gallon of ice cream.
It said like 3 times a week or something, didn't it?
Sounds
like a prescription to me. That sounds like a prescription from Harvard.
But they did side-by-side studies, and the people who ate ice cream, true ice cream, and when I say that, I mean, you know, milk, egg yolks, sugar, not, you know, not all these
not
other
hydrogenized oil or whatever. Yeah.
You know, homemade ice cream like grandma used to make. Mm-hmm. And, but they did this side-by-side study, and the ones who ate the true ice cream 3 times a week had lower cholesterol and lower blood pressure.
Well, guys, that is a prescription from the doctors at Harvard, and I feel like we need to. I feel like we need to take that seriously.
It is summer, and we should. Yes,
are y'all getting your 3 times a week of your whole milk, whole fat milk ice cream?
I'll
put that on the list. I want banana pudding to be on that list too, but I don't think it is.
Well, I did use real whipping cream.
Yeah, yeah, you used the real cream,
and it's real. So
it's got bananas.
That's your potassium. So
yeah, health superfood. Banana pudding is a superfood.
I mean, it's a superfood. Banana. My banana pudding is a superfood.
It's true. You heard it here first, you guys. We'll send it to Harvard and let them verify that, but I'm pretty sure. It's amazing. Yeah, even just talking about all the deliciousness, it was so wonderful. And we just sat in the pool and we just had fun and the kids all play, you know, they're all grown, but they just hang out. It's like the cousins. It's just what it is. And they just hang out and do stuff. And I think at one point, somehow the basketball goal got moved over by the pool, which had Joni a little nervous.
They almost dumped it in there. Look, y'all heard me talk about we had to get the new pool liner. We had to, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of work on this pool for the summer.
And they pull this big old rusted, dirty basketball hoop out.
Basketball goal. I mean, it has not been used since Caleb graduated high school, and they rolled it over. You know, it's one of those portable ones. They rolled over, and at one point it started tipping over. Oh, dear God.
You guys, she threatened them all within an inch of their life. She's like, if you put a rip in this liner.
Well, look, they are all grown people, and they all have jobs.
Coming
up with the thousands of dollars to replace the liner.
That's exactly right. How much do y'all want to play basketball in the pool?
So, anyway, and then I looked at them and I said, none of you will leave this house until that basketball goal is pulled back around to the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Is back where you got it. Exactly. Because you got to, you know, we all know what happens.
They would have left up in here.
They would have left, and that would have sat there till who knows when.
Because I can't move it.
No, who knows when. So they did. They got it back. They had fun messing with that and doing all kinds of stuff. And we watched a bunch of World Cup soccer. Was super fun in the gazebo out there. We'd have the soccer games going, which was just fun. It's been really enjoyable to watch that. I did watch in the car on the way home yesterday the Norway Brazil game was on, and I hadn't gotten to see the Norway super Viking dude play yet, so I wanted to watch that.
Who were you rooting for?
Norway, but I didn't really have a, you know, Brazil has been historically a real powerhouse. Yeah. So the fact that Norway, I mean, they were more of an underdog, which, I mean, that's kind of, sometimes I like to root for that. So Norway ended up winning, and the Viking dude, I call him the Viking dude. He has a real name, Holland or something like that. It looks exactly, if y'all haven't seen clips, you just need to go look. Because he's hilarious. I mean, he just seems like such a character, and he's so good. He made both the goals. He made both their goals. I mean, he's just insane. Blonde hair and a ponytail.
I haven't watched it. I have not. I'm just not. Soccer is not my
It's not mine either, but at World Cup time, it's very fun. I enjoy. I got into it a little bit. Now, I don't watch these matches anymore, but when St. Louis got their team, we got St. Louis City. We have a team. And that was really fun. They have a really cool stadium. I've been to a game. And Thatcher kind of got us into that. Nashville has a team. So we play. Anyway, one of his good friends' brother played on another one of the teams. So I kind of got into it then enough to like be like, oh, yeah, you know, I sort of know what's going on. But yeah, I'm like you, unless it's the World Cup. Well,
Caleb used to play soccer and was very good. He was very good at it. So I know that it's just not, I don't know. I just
it's just not your thing to watch.
I just don't sit down and go, oh, soccer's on.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Me neither. Me neither, except now. And again, it's the whole team thing and the World Cup. It's very fun.
My favorite soccer story, though, is so Holly and I grew up going to camp. There was a Wrangler there when we were little. I guess he was there when you were there. His name was Rex Roberts. Was Rex there when you were?
You know what? I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Well, maybe that first year, and I just don't really remember, but I feel like I would remember.
So Rex was there when I was a little girl, and he was this larger-than-life character. Mm-hmm, I mean, when I say he was a true cowboy, like he is out in Wyoming, and, you know, cowboy big, you know, 6-gallon hat.
Yeah.
Had the big, huge, you know, mustache.
The little old-fashioned kind of wire glasses, like the whole deal. Yep.
Yeah. And he would tell stories. And I mean, you know, little 8-year-old Joni was at his feet, this larger than life character. I mean, and he's tall. I mean, Rex could have picked me up with one finger.
Oh, and he rode horses. Just, he rode to camp on his horse.
Yes.
Didn't he?
On his horse.
He came to camp. Yeah. Like most people drove up, but he rode up on his horse.
His horse's name was Titus, and he rode to camp on his horse. Yeah. So, and he's actually been like one of the cowboys at Silver Dollar City when they've done like their cowboy festival and stuff. You know, he's been there. So anyway, Rex comes through Savannah at some point or through Tennessee and comes to Savannah to stay with us for a little bit. And Caleb was in I guess middle school at our local Christian school.
Okay.
And Caleb was very introverted. He's come out of that a little bit, but Caleb was very, very introverted when he was young. And so we have a tournament somewhere out of town, and it is a ton of Christian schools. Now, y'all, I don't know where y'all are listening from, but there's a difference between small town Southern Christian and Northern Christian in just some of the things we allow.
I believe it. I believe that.
So anyway, we go to this soccer tournament. And again, Caleb is very, very good at this. And Caleb is about, you know, to go for a shot, and Rex yells out his name, or, you know, and Rex is loud.
Yeah, he has a big voice.
Just a big booming voice, not even when he's yelling. And so he's got this big, you know, I'm like, Caleb. Well, Kate, you can see Caleb just shrinking. Then the ball would go to the side. And I finally looked at Rex. I said, Rex, I think you're kind of messing him up. I said, he does not like he doesn't like the yelling. He doesn't like the attention. He does not, you know, he's about to like, you know,
he's about to go run off the field and hide under the benches.
Anyway, Rex calmed down a little bit, but not much. And then Caleb kicks it. Again, small town Christian schools, big tournament. So like you've got 6 Christian schools, parents, everybody, you know. And Caleb kicks the ball, goes into the goal, to which Rex Roberts stands up and yells, "That was a hell of a shot, Caleb." So we're up north, maybe hell of a shot would not be terribly bad, but in small town Southern America, that was not what anybody
for sure not where you are,
out.
but even up here, Christian school, no, that would not be an okay.
I thought Caleb Shank was going to crawl under the turf.
That's the greatest.
That was a hell of a shot, Caleb. I mean, just, you know, it just echoed through.
Were you just like, I don't know.
I just put my head in hands and was like, dear God, you've got to get me out of this.
Well, you just have to tell people later how that was your mission work. You were doing ministry with this poor traveling cowboy, and you were trying to bring him to the Lord. And then they'll be like, oh, okay. gosh, that is a great story. I can just see little Caleb. Oh my gosh, he would have died 1,000 deaths.
Yeah, I mean, middle school anyway.
Oh, middle school anyway.
You know, and Caleb being Caleb, it just was
10 times horrific. Worse.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of things Caleb loves, I give you a toad garden update. So, Caleb's afraid of frogs, people. So that's why I can make fun of him. So the other day, this is several weeks ago now. Probably a couple. I was out and I've made this little toad garden because I want to have little toads and I have a little toad house. And further update for those of you who don't know, y'all, Joni got me another toad house from a birthday present. When I got down there, she had a toad house from Silver Dollar City, from the pottery makers at Silver Dollar City.
That's right. I told her she was here right after her birthday, and I said, you're going to have to wait till July because I wasn't going to Silver Dollar City until June.
You guys, so now I have, and it's the cutest. It's a little squatty house with a little, like a swoopy roof with the whole, and little windows and the little door. It's so cute. And it's going to go so cute with the one that Avery and Joey gave. So now I have like a whole little frog village, you know, I have a whole little, like frog community, toad community. So anyway, but a couple weeks back, so I was out there and I was watering plants and filling up the little toad pond. And I was doing, and then I was just weeding at underneath the little table and chairs that we have kind of sitting close to that. I was pulling some weeds and I was pulling weeds and something moved. And I was like, and it was a little tiny toad, like the cutest little tiny thing you'd ever seen. So of course I'm thrilled. And so I catch it and I catch this little tiny, tiny toad and I go and take it and I put it in the little toad house. I'd put some leaves and I put it in there and it kind of looked around and then it like jumped out pretty quick, but it went like towards the back of the wall. So we had our first toad visitor at the toad garden and I named it Peepo. His name is Peepo the toad. Cause he just looked like a Peepo. And he was so little. I don't know if he's still there. I haven't seen him, but like there's, you know, little leafy corner, like weedy kind of little corner that he could go in. And it's been really, really hot. But I'm hoping that Peepo will tell his friends and will spread the word that the toad resort is open. Mm-hmm. And
I think,
you know,
when I come up there, I'm going to catch Tim and Holly and I'm going to bring Tim and Holly to put in the toad garden at your house.
You know, but they won't like it because they're not toads. They're frogs. Those are tree frogs. They won't like to live in the ground, the toad house.
I still think that Tim and Holly need to come live with you. They can find a tree.
Well, okay. If you want to bring them, you can. Tim keeps threatening to catch toads and just bring them or buy me some toads. And I'm like, no, I want them to come of their own accord. So it's a whole, but I could not believe I was weeding and literally this little tiny thing and I didn't step on it or squish it. And I got it and I put it in there. So that's the update on the toad garden. You know, to be continued, we'll keep you posted, but it made me so happy. I took a picture, not of it in the house because he jumped out really fast, which kind of hurt my feelings, but it's fine. It's fine. And I took a picture of it kind of in the back there and sent it to the kids. And I was like, Peepo, our first toad is here. So guys, it does not take much to make me very, very happy. That's all I have. Do you have anything else you need to share about today?
I don't.
Any other great thoughts?
No.
Yeah. I think we covered it. We had a good fourth and everyone had a good fourth and we played games and did all kinds of good stuff. So are you ready for your recipe?
I am. Let me pull it up here. Where are my glasses? Okay. So traditionally this time of year, mm-hmm, Holly mm-hmm. and I are normally on a meander of some sort.
True.
Which usually involves North Carolina.
True. Many, many times has involved North
many
Carolina.
Many times. Yeah. It has. In, no, not always, but not many always. Times has involved North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So I have a, I think I have a Tierwine cake a Tierwine poke cake from last year that I did.
I think you did.
But I have found another Tierwine cake recipe.
Oh.
That I want to do. And these are trifles.
Ooh.
Instead of a cake, it's a trifle.
Oh, I love
it's
a trifle.
Chocolate cherry Tierwine trifle. So Tierwine is a soda that is made in North Carolina. And for a long, long time, the only place you could get it was North Carolina.
Yeah.
Now here, do y'all carry it? Do they carry it in Missouri?
I have seen it over the last few years. It's certain places, not everywhere, but a few places will have it. And Cracker Barrel usually has it.
Cracker Barrel carries it. You know, but it's just kind of one of these. It's not your mainstream soda. Mm-hmm. But it has been like Walmart and Kroger. The places around here are now selling Tierwine.
And it's sort of like a Dr. Pepper.
To me, it's a cherry Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be a good description of it. Anyway.
And let's also take a little tiny side note and let people know that when our kids first went to camp, when our young lads went to camp and then came back and told us how they had a bunch of Tierwine every day at camp, and we did not know what Tierwine was, and it did not sound like a soda, and we weren't quite sure what they were giving our kids.
I did. Yeah, y'all.
I didn't know, and I'm like, Tierwine.
I grew up going to Lake Junaluska, North Carolina. Yeah, and that was my first introduction to Tierwine when I was a little girl. Mm. And again, you could only get it in North Carolina. So I mean, I lived for these vacations.
I know. And the kids, it's nostalgic. They're just like, yeah, we just like a Tierwine. But at first I was a little bit like, oh, huh. Okay.
Well, anyway. As a matter of fact, when I was checking out the other day, I mean, a woman was behind me and she went, oh, Tierwine. She didn't say it to me. She was talking to, you know, somebody she was with. I didn't correct her. I just let it go.
Even the name Tierwine sounds pretty great to me. I mean, I'm just saying. Okay.
Tierwine. Yeah. So, okay. So your cake part for the trifle, you're going to need 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of sugar, 3/4 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder, teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1.5 cups of mini chocolate chips, 1 1/4 cups of Tierwine, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, 1 cup of sour cream, 2 large eggs, just lightly beaten, and then 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, whipped cream, and for your garnish, if you want to use cocoa powder and shaved chocolate, you can. Mm. So your instructions on that, you're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees, and then I would grease a jelly roll pan. I don't like the sprays, but I would grease the jelly roll pan. You can use, matter of fact, you should probably line it with parchment paper anyway, too. Just so that you can easily remove that cake. So then in a large mixing bowl, you're going to add your flour, sugar, cocoa powder, baking soda, baking powder, salt, and your mini chocolate chips. Whisk all that and set it aside. And then in another separate mixing bowl where you're putting all your wet ingredients. So you're going to add your Tierwine, your vegetable oil, your sour cream. Whisk all that until your sour cream is smooth. Add your eggs and vanilla. Whisk all that again to combine that. And then pour your wet ingredients into the bowl with the dry ingredients and whisk until your batter is smooth. Or you can use a mixer to do that too. Mm-hmm. Pour it into your pan and bake for about 25 minutes. You know, just make sure your toothpick, you can put a toothpick in, make sure
it comes out clean. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to let that cake cool completely before you start assembling it. Now, for your sauce,
wait, before you start what?
Tierwine.
Hang on, you cut out. You're going to let it cool before you do what?
Assemble it.
Oh, before you assemble it. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, you're back.
Before you assemble it. Okay. So while that's cooling, you're going to use your Tierwine you're going to make your Tierwine caramel sauce.
Ooh.
You're going to need 2 pans for this, 2 little pots. So you need 3 cups of Tierwine at room temperature, 1/4 cup of water, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1 stick of butter, 2/3 cup of heavy whipping cream, and 2 pounds of pitted fresh cherries.
Oh.
Now, you could use frozen or maraschino, but I'm going with the fresh ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So for the sauce, pour your cheer wine into a saucepan. Heat on medium heat until your soda reduces to about half its volume. And then set that aside. In another saucepan, you are going to combine your water and your granulated sugar and heat that until it starts boiling and cook until it turns about amber in color. Mm. You're making caramel is what you're doing. So you want that sugar to cook. And then once it turns to amber, you're going to add your brown sugar and your butter in. Take that off the heat and whisk that. Add cream and reduced cheer wine and continue to cook it until it becomes the syrupy consistency.
Mm, okay.
Mm. As that caramel cools it down, keep whisking it a little bit, just occasionally, and then add your cherries to it and combine all that. So then you're going to assemble your trifle. And you can do it like you do those individual glasses, mm-hmm. like when we do the blueberry trifle,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or you can do a large trifle dish. But you need like a round cookie cutter or a biscuit cutter or something. So take your, a cookie cutter, a biscuit cutter or something. You want your round portions of cake and add that to the trifle dish or your individual glasses. And then you are going to top the cake layer with the layer of the cherry cheer wine caramel sauce, followed by a layer of whipped cream.
Oh my goodness.
And then keep layering it until you reach the top of the dish or the glass, and make sure you just always end with the whipped cream layer.
Mm-hmm. Whipped and then dust. Okay.
Yep. And then with your garnish, if you want to dust it with cocoa powder or the chocolate curls and stick a cherry on top of it or whatever, you can garnish.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. You could put little cherries all around the top of it, like little candied cherries or something. Oh my goodness.
Yep. There you have it.
That sounds really good. I'm not even going to lie. Okay, that sounds amazing. What's the name of this? Just cheer wine chocolate trifle?
Chocolate cherry cheer wine trifle.
Oh my goodness, there's a lot of lots of ch in it.
Yes, there is.
That's amazing. That's a that does sound amazing, you guys. And I do love a trifle of any kind, so I may have to request that for my next visit. Okay, is it time for my top three?
Top three.
It's time for your top three.
Excellent. Okay, I have kind of a little theme going here slightly since we're in summertime. My first thing is a new swimsuit that I got. This is kind of a weird thing for me to put on here. I don't normally really, who really likes a swimsuit normally? But new swimsuit I got from just off of Amazon. So really reasonable. I think it was like 40-something bucks, two-piece. Because none of us have time to pull down, do a whole, but it's not a bikini. It's like a mom swimsuit. It's like a skirt thing. And anyway, people are like, yes. Oh my Lord. But it just was really cute. And I got the teal color and it comes in all kinds of different colors, but the top, it's like just a normal tankini, but it's got like, it's kind of goes a little low, but it has a little ruffle just a small ruffle on the V-neck and the strap. And then the skirt, is just kind of a normal skirt, but actually the underneath is like shorts, like really soft shorts instead of like a regular
like
swimsuit.
A panty.
Yeah. And it was really comfortable and I thought it was really cute and it was really comfortable. So like if you're just needing it comes in all kinds of different combinations of colors and all that. But sometimes you just, you're like, I got a suit that wasn't black. I was very proud of myself for black and white. So yay me.
So, what was funny is when we all got in the pool, mm-hmm. you, Avery, and I all had teal swimsuits.
We all had different color version of tealy blue. Yeah. We looked really cute. We were very coordinated.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. You had a cute little teal top tankini and Avery has a pretty blue kind of, we were very coordinated, you guys. And then the second thing to go along with that was a swim cover up that I got off of Amazon as well. We'll link all these in the notes on the website. Y'all can look at it if you want, but it was just a really cute, knit kind of, crochet kind of, but it was like white with little thin black stripes and had a little collar, just a knit collar, and it buttons up the front and it was just really soft and, pretty breezy because of the air, and it was long enough for me. I have trouble with swim cover-ups because they're never quite long enough. I'm pretty tall, so it's like I want something that's like longer than my swimsuit, you know? I mean, I don't know, call me crazy, but, and this was really soft and comfy. I did oversize. Like I got, I think I got the XXL, like I ordered the XL and it was fine, but it was a little more snug. I wanted it a little like looser, like it's a swim cover up. I didn't want it to be like a dress. I don't know. So you might size up if that is your desire as well. And then the last thing,
I'm going to stop you right here because mm-hmm. Holly comes into my kitchen and says, I brought you a present. I was like, great.
Yay.
You know, hostess gift for 4th of July.
Yeah.
And so she comes in and she gave me exactly what I've been looking for that I couldn't find. And it is the Sand Cloud swimsuit cover up. Y'all, it's a towel, but they have several, but I wanted the ones that had the, what do you call it? The strings that go
it's
across.
Like a little lace up at the top, you know, the V-neck, it has the little strings that kind of lace. It's really cute. They're cute.
And so that's what I wanted. And they were always out of those and I couldn't, anyway, I finally, I guess I quit looking for a while. And she gives it to me blue, which is
it's teal
for me.
And it's got teal. Turtles and it's like sea turtle, beachy blue. It's really cute.
It was perfect, perfect, perfect for me. And then she looks at me and she said, actually, I bought it for myself, but it was too short. So I'm giving it to you.
I did, yes. Y'all. I think I'm a good friend.
That's a good friend. I'll take it. I'm not giving it back. I'm taking it.
No,
and it was perfect. It was perfect for me. It was a perfect.
It was perfect. It was the perfect. Exactly. It was a perfect color. It was a perfect length on you, you know, and I couldn't tell when you order them. I'd seen this. Joni had told us about these swimsuit cover-ups, you know, several episodes back. And I had looked at them too. And same thing. They didn't really have any patterns that I wanted. And then I was like, do I really need that? And well, anyway, some Instagram ad or something popped up or a person. I don't know. I saw somewhere at the TikTok shop. But you guys, I'm not on TikTok. I don't know anything about, but I hear people talk about the TikTok shop. And I don't really know anything about it. But they were like, oh, they have these on the TikTok shop. And so and I kind of wanted to use this person's link too. It's someone I follow on Instagram. Anyway, so I popped over there and they had a few. Again, some of the things were gone, but they had this cute one and it was like on sale too, because they're not cheap. I mean, they're nice, you know, they're towel. But it was like on sale, about $20 less or something. And I was like, oh, let me try it. You know, I can't tell if it's going to be long enough. I don't know, but let me try it. And so then when it came and I was like, and I wanted to like it, like I wanted it to work, but I'm like, that's just not quite long enough. And then I thought, I have a short friend.
I have a short friend.
Who also would like this. So there you go. All right. My last thing is a product that I've been resisting getting for a while, but I've heard wonderful things about it. And I needed a really good body oil moisturizing situation. Just, we have age, we have sun, we have all kinds of things. And it's Osea. It's the brand Osea Undaria Algae Body Oil. And it's just one of their body oils. It comes in a, you know, frosty glass bottle. And they're probably, you know, these are not this Osea stuff, man. They're very proud of their products. But it has very
product.
Yeah, they really are. They're like, you know, are you good enough to use our body oil? We'll see. But very good ingredient list, and I've heard just good things, like normal people using it going, yeah, this is supposed to be firming and good for crepey skin and, you know, all kinds of stuff, which we'll see. I've only used it for a week, you know, but I just knew with summer and going to y'all's and going to the beach and stuff, I'm like, I want to be very nice to my skin. So I tried it and it feels wonderful. It has a nice little smell, that kind of scent that goes away, but it's nice and it's very rich. And yeah, your skin after you put it on, I mean, it's really, really nice. So I'm enjoying the Osea Undaria Algae Body Oil. So there you go. It's kind of a little swimsuity pool beach edition here, but those are my top three for this week.
Very good.
Okay, I couldn't tell. I can't see you, so I can't tell
if I'm frozen or not. I'm here. I am living.
I am here. We're not dead. Y'all, we kept waving at the buzzards that would fly over us when we're laid out flat on those, on a floaty in the pool. You know, you're just laid out there like a chunk of meat roasting in the sun. And then these buzzards start to circle you and you have to kind of wave your arms and be like, we're not dead.
Not dead. I yell it to them all the time.
Oh, I know. Move along. We're alive. Yeah. Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining us for yet another riveting edition of Designer Cornbread Podcast. I really do. We really hope you are having a good summer and a good week and had a good 4th of July. We are actually going to take next week off. We're going to have a little summer break just for next week, so don't cry. Okay, it's okay. We'll be back. But we're going to have a little break. And then we'll be back with more riveting tales of who knows what. So until then, goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Petch. Hello.
Oh, there you are.
All right. I'm here. Sorry, I had to respond.
That's okay. You were frozen.
To a telegram.
You were frozen a little bit, so that's making me very nervous.
Oh, no. I switched off for a second to...
Oh, okay.
...to reply to somebody.
Oh, okay.
Who is it?
Good. Well, it's been so long since we visited.
It's been a while.
It's been a whole... It's been a whole day. It's a long time.
Wait. 24 hours. Yeah, it's been 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know how I feel about that.